Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 16th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down a penny and a quarter at 416 and a half. That's a new contract low and low close. March wheat down 6.5 cents at 560 and a half. That's a new contract low close. March beans up a dime, 1172 and a quarter. March wheat did put in a double bottom at 557 on the point and figure charts and then rallied about 4 or 5 cents off of that, but still a new low close here. The beans stayed strong most of the day here. In the first hour, it was enough to rally the corn and wheat to trade higher on the day. Then the wheat turned south again, and that dragged the corn down with it. Corn tried to come back late in the day, but wasn't able to close higher, close down a penny and a quarter. The carryouts in the wheat and corn still are a problem for the wheat and corn markets. They're just too big. The exports this morning, Egypt bought 120,000 Ukrainian wheat and 60,000 Romanian wheat. So the U.S. isn't getting any of that business. But there's talk that the continuing problems in the Middle East are causing more and more shippers to pull out of shipping in the region, and that could move some of the business to North America, primarily Canada and the United States. So hopefully that'll be a little bit helpful. Looking at the Ag Forum numbers, you know, they've budgeted in some pretty big yields out here. What they haven't budgeted in is that the wheat acres are continuing to move lower around the world, that we still have several months to get the wheat crop in the bin, and the market's acting like the wheat is in the bin, which it isn't. I've seen estimates on the soybean production in Brazil. I saw one today, I think it was 136. It's 20 million more than the 20 million less than what the USDA has, and we expect the USDA to come down sharply off their numbers next month on March 8th. At least they should, but they now have about 40 to 50% of the beans harvested in Brazil. So ideas of yield should be pretty complete, and we should see the USDA lowering those estimates. You know, we're seeing lower corn acres here. You know, I think all this will work in the favor of the markets, but in the meantime, the funds are just short so much grain that we really, you know, it's hard to fight it out here. I've got them short 320,000 contracts of corn, short 96,000 wheat, short 140 beans, short 25 meal, and short about 46,000 oil. Obviously, the corn and the beans are the biggest concerns there. The wheat's a pretty healthy number, almost 100,000. So, you know, if for whatever reason the funds are going to cover, we could get, you know, a turnaround in these prices. And as far as the corn goes, my colleague Ed Dugan in the office says the funds don't have any reason to cover because the rules from month to month will continue to pick them up money. And I don't disagree with that, but sometimes there are other factors that could get these funds to cover short positions out here. So we'll see where we go, but certainly this was a disappointing week. Hopefully we'll see better days next week. Remember, the markets are closed on Monday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.